Hello and welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I'm Andrew, and joined by Team Talk with my friend Quinn.
Hi there.
Hello. And I am still a bit sick, so I apologize in advance for
he told me
constant coughing.
He told me ahead of time I'm probably going to have to do more talking than usual.
Yeah. I've been, I don't know, sick since last Thursday with, I don't know what the hell happened, but still my throat, it's killing me. It's like, hurts to swallow and stuff. It's like, I got like an earache a little bit too now, but although it actually gets better now than it was this morning, so. But my throat's still rather coarse at the moment right now.
After a week and a half of that, I'm sure any improvement, you'll take any improvement you can get.
Exactly. So this will be sort of a more laid back little show. We'll play some fun music here, and I've been really busy with Minecraft while I've been homesick, so. Talk about that a little bit, and we'll hold off on Runaway till another time. So right now, what's playing is the music of Raymond Scott, and you may have recognized the first track as like Looney Tunes music.
Weren't the first two of them actually?
Yeah, almost all of his songs. Warner Brothers got the license to like his entire music library, and they would remix almost all of his songs because it was just perfect for Looney Tunes action. So, yeah, it's just it's really cool, amazing jazz stuff. Considering this is like what it's got to be, the 40s to 50s.
Sounds like it.
You know?
Maybe even 30s.
Yeah, that's true. And the more interesting thing about this guy is he invented one of the first music sequencers that used a synthesized tone. And I have a whole album of stuff. A lot of it's like commercial type things, and some of it are just songs, but it's all really interesting stuff. Considering that it was done in like 1951 with this guy's sequencer that he built that took up like his whole warehouse, like.
So my initial guess of half a room would have been incorrect, crassly incorrect.
What's that?
I said my original guess, which would have been half a room, would have been crassly incorrect.
No, this was like, I don't even know how big it must have been.
Welcome to the TBRN phone.
Let's do this.
In case you were wondering, the number is currently forwarded
to Benison's phone.
Not
to fast
anymore.
Forward, press 1. The numbers are now forwarded to Andrew.
Okay.
Hooray.
You guys from New Jersey always stealing that number away from one another.
I know, right? That's true. So, So I think that's pretty much the extent of my plans for this evening is the music of Raymond Scott. And other assorted randomness. So, the telephones are live, the messengers are live, TBRN live for AIM, live at tbrn.net for MSN. And send us a message. If you want to join on Team Talk, send us a message and I will give you the info to my server. And yeah.
One rule of the Team Talk server is you have to use some common sense.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is I usually turn it off when I'm not using it anyway, so.
Yeah.
More tea.
Nice. So that was what you were drinking.
Oh yeah, I have the Diet Arizona green tea by the gallon. I must have had 6 gallons of that stuff over the last week.
Just trying to clear yourself out at this point.
Because that's the problem, is I'm just constantly drinking liquid, constantly.
Fruitless though it may seem, it probably is beneficial.
Yeah. At least it helps you. You keep flushing your system out a little bit.
Yeah.
Better than nothing, I guess. I've even resorted to like at night. It's at night when I want to sleep, which I haven't been able to do. That's when it's the worst.
You're still at that stage where you can't sleep through the night. Oh.
Yeah. I can't. Like, at all. And
my most recent case of that loveliness, I think there was 4 or 5 nights where I got maybe 1 or 2 hours of sleep a night. And the best nights of sleep that I got during that whole ordeal, there's a recliner shoehorned into my room, and it was me laying in the recliner. You know, give it a little bit of extra angle for everything to run downhill.
Yeah. So let's see. So I just connected to Minecraft. I recently built my pirate ship, the Death Starfish.
Oh gosh.
And it's got front-mounted chicken egg cannons, and it's quite formidable, I have to say.
Is the rate of fire improved over what we originally concocted?
Well, let's see. Here, let's turn off the volume a little here so you can...
There is actually, I don't know if you remember, I did shaky cam footage of the actual chicken cannon in action. Did you remember that?
A little bit, yeah. So the timer interval is 2.2 seconds. So
5 per second.
Yeah. So I'd say it
sounds similar.
Yeah, it's roughly as fast. What is that? This is amazing. Let's see. I love this guy's. This guy's titles for his tracks, even Andre would love. Like, let's read some of these titles. Let's see, this track playing is New Year's Eve in a Haunted House.
I'm guessing the animal noises are from Minecraft.
Yeah, some of them, but some of them are not. Like... Let's see. The next song is called Manhattan Minuet, and then after this, there will be a song. The next track after this is going to be called Dinner Music for a Pack of Hungry Cannibals.
Wow.
Fantastic.
And it'll be very nice and very calming, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, I mean that literally.
I know, right? So, yeah, I've been busy in my little Minecraft world here. I have this giant maze catacomb tunnel that I added like secret spots where there's treasure chests filled with stuff for people to find, I added a monitor that shows a display of the pirate's code that I wrote, which is the expected etiquette of potential plunderers of the catacombs. So I could look at that. It's kind of funny what I wrote. What I really love, though, it's just how great is it shooting the chicken eggs causes chickens sometimes to sprout out of the eggs.
Oh, God.
So I've slowly, finally filling Puerto Pollo with some pollo.
You're overloading it with its originally intended flora and fauna.
Yeah. That's so funny, watching the little chickens swimming around the boat. It is hilarious. Oh, it's really funny.
Given the server machine a run for its money, huh?
Well, it's good enough. Because I'm not going ridiculously insane like I did before on my server, where it was just like thousands and thousands of them. Now, there's probably 25, 30 of them I can see running.
It was fun to let that thing run for 2 or 3 days of game time and then just not see the numbers really decrease.
Yeah, that's what was pretty amazing. So let's see, I think this will be interesting. See let's see, this way to the secret pirate cave. That's the dinner music for a pack of hungry cannibals. How appropriate. This way to the secret pirate cave. It's pointing the wrong way. R, please don't be breaking nothing. I have a sign that says, let's see, I'm going under. Now I'm like underground behind my main house. So I gotta turn this down a little bit. Let's see, there's a sign. Turn back! Turn back! Darkness will envelop you! Beware, danger ahead, the captain. Now there's like a waterfall coming from the ceiling that's almost stops you from going through. You gotta push your way through. And then it says, dead men tell no tales. There's a big ramp of water into blackness for a little while here. And then you fall down a hole, and there's you pass by a chicken. Oh. Into the there's another waterfall pushes you out into the catacombs. Whoa! Yes, scallywag, you found me treasure hold. You can see there's looks particularly imposing. There's an upside down cross made out of torches. That's not a good sign. 'Tis a shame there be no way out. Ha ha! Let's see. There's the monitor. It says, let's see what it says. I'll wait for it to cycle through to the beginning. It cycles through a bunch of messages every 15 seconds. Let's see. Having a bad throat does help me sound scarier, though.
It does.
I can sound more like Murray.
Murray?
Yes, the evil demonic skull.
I know I should get the reference. I know.
Oh, yeah. Check some of the... All right, let's see. Ahoy, matey. Welcome to the catacombs. Here to serve all your treasure hunt needs. However, there be some guidelines we'd like you to abide by. May we present ye with... ... The Pirate's Code. Number 1. Pirates cannot fly. The catacombs were designed prior to such devilry. Plunder in the spirit of a true buccaneer. No flying allowed.
Okay, so we're gonna give this whole server thing a try.
Number 2. Sail with honor. An honorable pirate always refills pillaged vessels with treasure of equal or greater value. Save some for the next guy. Be a mighty pirate. A true pirate has the courage to quest on, even after his own death. You may wish to hide your own treasure before you lose it to the briny deep. Number 4. Forbidden material number 1. Porcelain. Blech. Just saying the name of the stuff brings chills to me very spine. Blech. Keep it away. That's an in-joke, again, from Monkey Island.
Do I actually need to bother updating?
Number two. Root beer. Hold on. Ah! Keep this ghost-dissolving bane of existence out of me catacombs. Besides, real pirates ought to be drinking grog. Savvy? You need to use Tekkit. Tekkit launcher.
I am.
Make sure you're using Tekkit Classic.
Ooh, let's see about that.
And the final message said, have fun. I saw that you had joined and then left.
Yeah, it told me, I was just asking because it told me I was out of date.
Oh.
The server what? Oh, wait. I was actually connected.
What did it say? What did it say? Matmos? If it was about Matmos, then don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
That's that. Matmos
that
is the mod.
That was a server. That was a server complaining.
Okay, but you were logged in.
Yes, I was.
Yeah,
I was
then you were
of,
fine.
I was kind of thoroughly stuck. You will probably have to come find me.
Yeah, I'll have to brush up my devil work here.
Because I can't build, I was kind of in a little area where I couldn't really get my way out of it.
Oh. Okay. Well, I should be able to,
Here we go. Coming back in now.
Let's see. Excuse me. Let's see if I can teleport Quinn to me. I love that there was a bell there.
Oh, this music is perfect.
Let me check my commands here. I'm trying to remember which command. This is the teleport command to get you to me. Help 4? Yeah, TPA to request that a specified player teleport to you.
This reference is going to make sense to nobody, probably, but much like the small children in Sim Theme Park, I am thoroughly stuck.
Alright, let's try this. TPA here. Oops. I typed your name wrong. Ah, yeah, you're still a guest. Okay, I gotta get you promoted. There we go. Yay! Alright. Well, onward! Into the darkness.
I was going to say, it's nice and dark.
Yeah, so see if you can make your way.
Oh, God!
See how cool is that?
That's beautiful.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, wow. He has created placards that look like computer screens.
Yeah. I love this. This is the perfect music for this.
It is.
So yeah, see if you can make your way to the final treasure.
This thing keeps clutching up pretty hard.
What do you mean?
Massive like skips in frame rate.
Huh. Try going into your settings Turn on OpenGL Advanced OpenGL Fast. Oh, we have a message. Oh, that's weird. Instant aim never went on, but... Sir Mars says, from metal to old-timey music. Very cool. Why do I want to watch Steamboat Willie all of a sudden?
I'd say that's a good giveaway.
That's funny.
for the geeks out there, I'd like to point out that I'm playing this on a 27-inch monitor that's running at a resolution higher than 1080p.
Yeah, that could be a problem. All right, I turned off Matmos because I'm tired of listening to the fire sound effect forever.
Oh.
If you hit, I think it's F7 by default. Well, your game sounds aren't coming through to here, but obviously. So, yeah. See if you can find some treasure or... Actually, as a guest, you may not even be able to open up a public treasure chest. I'm not sure.
I'm gathering that anything that requires the use of the use key is probably a no-go.
Well, you can still...
I couldn't even open up a door that was down below where I was to start with.
Let me, I'm going to try sending Pete a message. But feel free to narrate your experience. this is fun.
We're down here in a dark cave-type area. And he's built this up with disturbing amounts of flowing lava and torches. And there's a stairway down here, and when I go to the bottom of it, there's what I can only describe as... a natural furnace.
Yes.
This door back here, by the way, if I stand on this push plate, it's telling me I'm not permitted to build.
Okay, yeah, I'm sending Pete a message.
I'm just exploring around and finding all the little areas where he hasn't really built anything yet.
I just sent Peter a text.
Alright. For the benefit of the listener, this Minecraft mod actually has a permission system, and by default, you really don't have any permissions on the server, which describes me at this particular moment.
Yeah.
I may be stuck down here.
Hold on. Alright, let me see. TP. Alright, where are you? Okay, you're not stuck. You're going the right way. Alright, Pete said he's out right now, but when he gets back to having a computer, he should be able to log in and pseudo you okay. Some rights.
Very good. Yeah, a good guy like Pete only makes sense that he'd probably be out doing better things on Sundays. Of course, he could also be doing good things such as hanging out with us here, but we're not complaining.
Well, I think it's like somebody's like his girlfriend's somebody's birthday. Not his girlfriend's birthday. I don't know. He's out with his girlfriend's family, having a good time.
That's what life's all about, right?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Keep going through that. Go. There you go. Watching you walk around there to this music was hilarious.
I'm apparently wearing the green version of a prison jumpsuit.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's mighty confusing.
Yeah, it's a good maze, isn't it?
You ain't kidding. And of course, I can't open any of these doors.
Well, they're iron doors. You can't open normally anyway. Oh, but the pressure plate doesn't even open when you walk on it?
No.
Ah, okay.
Spewing out, you are not permitted to build.
Okay, well, Pete'll fix that. But here, I can open it. Hold on. Oh!
Thank you.
You fell down. That's back the way we came. Oh yeah. I don't know how easy it is for you to see all the funny signs that are around.
You wonder why I was standing on top of it.
Yeah.
Have you had a good flogging yet today? No, I haven't. I was getting confused, and now that explains a lot. I'm tempted to make some cheap joke about how this whole place is a fire hazard.
I know, right? See, I'm always trying to figure out the best place to throw a torch. Oh, I think you got rights now.
Thank you.
See if you can go up on this pressure plate. Up here. Yay!
Yay! Ow!
You fell down the hole again.
Now that I can use hand tools, I can get my way out of here.
Well, no. Just walk out the way you came. This music is perfect. You're going every way except forward. Stop going back that way. I don't know why you keep going back. Okay. All right. This, you might die in there. This actually is doable. You have to stare at the, so maybe describe what you see in here.
I walked into a room that's very small, and the room appears to be thoroughly engulfed in flames.
Yeah, it's basically a one block wide path. Oh crap! You're gonna probably die. Well, luckily you don't have, like, any items that are worth anything, so that's not really that much of a problem.
I am bloated.
Okay. Let me teleport to you.
Ooh, it's a glass house.
So now you probably can get out of here. There you go. See, so now at least you can start having fun on the server.
Wow, that's incredible.
Oh yeah, check out the capital city, dude. These people did so much work here. I've been telling you, you've been missing out on this server. You like the electrical lines that's fully functional from the nuclear power plant.
The nuclear power plant.
You want to see the nuclear power plant?
Don't you mean never mind. We're not going to do that joke.
No, it's a nuclear reactor.
I was making a reference to George W. Bush's mispronunciation.
Oh, maybe it's a nuclear reactor.
Nuclear, yeah. Hey, you can fly.
I can also run super fast.
This is amazing.
Touring the city. Observing the streetlights and adjusting them.
Where is that from?
It's kind of, I kind of ripped off Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie, just then.
Everything's so modern.
Oh, here you go. You found the nuclear power plant.
And they'll just let anybody in there, huh?
Well...
No security clearance, no checks for weapons.
Over here you can see the this panel.
Ooh, coolant. Controls.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
This is disturbing and making me wonder if you have some nuclear scientist actually working on the server.
Well, yeah, Pete built this. I think it stores 1 billion electrical energy.
I'm deciding to be a nice person and not flip any of the random switches in the nuclear power plant.
You probably can't. I don't know. Where's the energy? I'm lost. Aha, there it is.
Warning, opening door will stop the reactor. Okay, I'm just gonna keep that door open for a while. Is that that box down there? I'm assuming that's showing some sort of output number.
I don't know.
And we have just randomly found a box labeled enriched uranium cells.
There you go.
Just plain out there for anybody to grab them up. Just let your friendly local North Korean in there.
Well, the chest is locked. I mean, you can't open it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, here we go. This will be good. So, let's see if I teleport you to here. Why does it say you're still a guest?
I wonder if that'll change once I log back in.
So now you can see the ship.
That is very cool. It's got plants coming off of it.
Yeah, it's got moth vines growing off it. So okay, stand right over here. Come back from where you are a little bit. Turn around. Come, like, wait over here. And then observe the humor that is about to occur. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, God.
The firing the chicken cat.
Is that double barrel or is
yes.
that just me? Oh, God.
Double barrel chicken cannon. How glorious is that? Oh, don't kill the chicken.
Yes, that's right, listeners. I was, in fact, murdering the chickens.
Aw.
I may not be able to get out of the water now.
What do you mean?
There appears to be a current here.
Just hold the space bar. There you go.
Apparently something on the input system just went totally haywire.
Oh, so you should see the cargo bay of the ship, which actually reminds me, I don't actually have a way for anybody to get onto the ship. Except, actually, that's not true. If you complete the catacombs, then you can get onto the ship. Do you want me to try to walk you through there? Because I'd like you to see the end.
Yeah, sure.
So here, let's go this way. All right, come down here.
It's a computer with a blinking terminal cursor.
Yeah. Go down the hatch here.
Yeah, as long as I'm following with you, I'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can see the, over here, you can see the machine room, the bootleggery. There's the matter generation machine. Here, let me open the door. I gotta use my remote control. The door is radio controlled.
Oh, and it shows the remote control in your hand.
Yeah. So, look at this madness.
The music is perfect.
I know. Actually, the only thing better would be Powerhouse again.
Yeah, the second track, yeah.
No, the first, well, that was one, if probably we're thinking the same track, but it's actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Powerhouse. By the way, this current track is called At an Arabian House Party.
Oh.
So what's happening is these rods come out, you see, and they go into the machine over there, and they get turned into the powders, and then it puts some of the powders back into this one on the right, and then it takes the excess and puts it into this chest where I generate red matter. So red matter is like my free infinite energy. So now if you go over here, if you go in this little room, I just added this room yesterday. So if you turn this on, it will now put in this machine, you will slowly see red matter fill into this machine. I don't know if you, can you right click on that machine and look at it?
It lets me look at this thing.
Not the workbench, the relay. It
says it's locked.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, you would see that the red matter goes in, and then, well, let me just temporarily. There.
Here we go. Wow, that's a thing.
Now watch this. You see it taking the energy?
Mm-hmm.
So, that... My Kleinstar Omega That's basically the most ultimate item in the whole game because it holds all the energy. So you use that to generate items. So what you want to do on the server is you want to basically find a place that's sort of remote from other people's areas and start your first little base and get some raw materials until you can generate a transmutation tablet. And then you can start using that to turn things into other things. And there. I made that private item again.
That's fun. It actually let me sit in the interface until I got out of it.
Yeah. So, okay. Here, we'll go...
look at the pretty pictures.
Yes. It's a three-headed bonobo.
Oh, wow.
That was a clever little trick I did. Here, so let's go back this way. We'll take the shortcut. Go back in here, and on the left, there's a trapdoor.
Ow, falling damage.
How much damage did it take?
Very, very little.
Okay. Alright, go in here. And just keep going down. Tell me how much damage did you... Like, when you're taking damage, I want to know how much, because I don't have any idea, because I don't
I'm actually down... I'm only down by two.
Okay, from the whole way down. Excellent. So I plan it right with the water, then. I put a pit of water to stop your fall. Yeah, so now you gotta go up this way. And again, perfect. What perfect music. We're basically trying to climb our way up a waterfall right now.
And somehow I'm not yet confused.
Alright, so go in here. So now you're in this way. This is the back way to a familiar area. If you stop back here and look to your left, you can see this is this was right at the beginning when you came down, remember?
Uh-huh.
In the catacombs, you passed this little spot.
Oh.
And now if you go over here, this room was this room.
Huh.
How cool is that? So I go this way. I love this music. Go down again. Let's see, there's some stuff in here.
That took one heart.
Feel free to plunder some treasure if you like.
That was too hard.
All right.
That was two more on down the floor.
Okay. If you type slash food, it should give you free food.
Unknown command.
I thought it was... Oh, I think it's like slash kit space food.
There we go.
There you go. So, what the hell was
Sorry, I didn't mean to beat you with the apple I was holding.
Well, I'm invincible anyway, so it doesn't matter, because I have the quantum suit armor.
There we go. It was just taking a second.
I'll see if we can make you some armor at some point. All right, so let's go this way.
Yeah, honestly, I'm going to be relearning a lot of this.
All right, so let me know if you fall behind. So you just go down this way. I love this music. So now you go down here, go in the back way here. Up this way. Now, we go here. Now, basically you can go two ways. that you can go through here, through the fire pit. And what I did was, in the fire pit exit, there's two chests filled with stuff. All right, so now here, or you take the jumping puzzle. So you take a little running start, you jump across. All right. Oh.
Ow.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're probably not going to make it.
I'm on fire!
You should be able to jump out. Oh, never mind. There. All right.
He teleported me back to where he was.
All right, let's try again. All right, now.
That last one was a doozy.
Yeah. All right, so now here's a part where you have to... Basically, what you want to do is you look straight down at the ground... And make sure you're staying right in the center of the blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can just walk right through, but you can't. It's doable. I have done it. Ah, shit. Eat your apple.
Oh, great. I have to wait a whole hour between re-equipping.
All right, hold on. Make your way to a safe area. This place is You want to describe this room?
Everything's on fire and there's lava.
There's lots
everywhere.
Of lava. Yeah, I put a lot of lava. All right, let me
I'm fine. I'm apparently still recovering health. I don't know how or why, but I am. There. I am now at full health. Carry on.
Here, take these apples.
Thanks, I get the impression I'm going to need them.
Alright, so... Whoa! Did you see that zombie? Alright, so we go down this way. Let's see. The path before ye lies beside ye.
Oh my.
It's a little riddle. So, oh, don't go that way. Oh. I'm killing. I'm fighting off a horde of zombies. All right. So here, there's a button right here. See that it opens. I have it set rigged so that it opens everything. So go through the door.
Okay.
Alright, now. You may want to watch your footing. Be very careful when you go through the doors that you can get back. So you might want to turn around. I opened the door. So that was the wrong way. So we picked a path that leads right to another pit of fire.
Oh gosh.
Alright. I will let you continue on now. There's a sign. Says, congratulations, you have completed a great game and proved the justice of our culture. Now go and rest our heroes. That's from Ghostbusters on the NES.
The bad spelling and everything?
It's verbatim. It's verbatim from Ghostbusters. Fun that he has.
The time I played that, I must have been too young to appreciate the misspelling.
I know, right? So, you have found the end.
There's this very pretty, this very pretty combination of water and lava.
Yeah,
it's actually very, very cool.
A very, very huge open cave. And now it looks like you have found the treasure room. Which, the door is locked by a machine that requires you to answer a riddle. What did it say?
If Grog B5 and Winches B9, what be booty?
All right, so type in what you think the answer is. So it'll be a number.
Mental computation. What the hell? Let's just say 7.
Nay, try again, you scallywag. Ahoy, matey. You must solve me riddle if you desire me treasure. Let's begin. Press any key to continue. If rum be 10 and rum be 12, what be gold?
11?
I'd give it a shot.
That would be the same pattern that we tried before.
Nay! Ah! Ahoy, matey! You must solve the riddle if you desire me treasure. Let's begin! If grog be 1 and wenches be 13, what be rum?
14?
Nope. You'll laugh when you solve this riddle I took a cue from the Monkey Island 2 door puzzle with the hand, if you remember that puzzle at all.
I don't.
Okay. Well, the puzzle... Well, that's not the answer to this riddle, but let's see. I'll let you suffer just a little bit more, because I want to see if you can figure it out. The answer is right in front of you. It requires manipulation, not arithmetic. That's a pretty serious clue. Think of it as a string. Think about the word concatenation.
You'll have to say that word again.
Concatenation. Come on, you're a pro.
I'm going to say 913.
Oh. Close. It may have been the opposite.
So it literally is in the order specified.
It is in an order. So, if rum be 13 and wenches be 1, what be wenches?
1?
Nope.
131. So my previous question would have been a dead giveaway if you'd actually understood my previous question.
Well, I know I did, but it would still not be 100% correct every time, because that's not how the riddle... That's not the actual logic that provides...
It's asking me to do another one.
Well, yeah, it starts over, but it opened the door and you didn't escape the screen.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, so just do it again. So, obviously, that's 10-10. So just press escape, and then when it opens the door, go in. Yay!
I win.
Yay! Now there's treasure. Transmutation tablet and treasure. So take some treasure. You've earned it. Take a whole chest of treasure. Go crazy. All these chests have the same stuff in them.
Look at all them pretty things.
I know, right?
oh my god, get me the hell out of here.
Here, I'll give you a clue. So, all right. So here's the trick, the real trick, though. So right now it says, okay, if Grog be 3 and Booty be 2, what be Booty? The answer would be 32. But here's the thing, and this is what would throw you. So I have it. I told it a wrong answer, so it would start over. Press any key to continue. If wenches be 4, it keeps giving me, it's not giving me the problem I want to prove the actual logic. Let's try again. I want the bigger number to be on the other side for once.
If this was
there
real,
we go. All right, here. If run B3...
by the way, I'd like to point out for the listener that if this was an actual TV program, right now you would see the camera pointing at some guy's hand and a sheet of paper and a pen in his hand.
So right now it says, if run B3 and Grog be 13, what be Grog? So what would the answer be?
Run it by me again.
Rum be 3 and Grog be 13. What be Grog?
It's the reverse order of concatenation.
Yes, so it would be 133.
Okay, so it's whatever is closest.
Whatever is the bigger number is the first.
Okay.
The bigger number is on the left, the smaller number is on the right, and nothing else matters. It doesn't matter what the words are.
Nice.
So I thought that was a cute puzzle.
Very clever.
Yeah. Also, there is a secret code. I don't know, because we can both look at the screen, actually. But I want to put in the secret code so that you actually can get into the computer and unlock the door, and that it'll stay open, but keep it a secret.
Nice. That was perfect.
Isn't that glorious? And it'll stay open until I reboot it.
Oh.
How cool is that? So if you type reboot onto it and hit enter.
No shutdown space dash T. No. Dash R. Goodbye. Click.
That's it. How cool is that?
Very nice.
All right. So now you can go up this way. And
Voodoo transport to Death Star.
Hit it. There, we're both up here now. Now you are now in the crow's nest of the Death Starship.
Oh goodness, what did I just get myself into?
Just climb down. You can go down the mast. You can slide down the vine. So, here. Go down here. I'll show you the cargo bay.
Is that gold?
Yes. The cargo bay is lined with gold.
That's perfect music.
Okay, let's start some new music.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic and has been created and produced on equipment designed and manufactured by Manhattan Research, a division of Raymond Scott Enterprises Incorporated.
So, you should check out what's in the chests on the front here. Most of these chests are empty. Oh, yes. See, that would be the captain's private quarters that you're trying to open. Ha! Check out the chests on the other end.
It has a force field keeping me from getting in.
Yeah.
Monster murder and trophies, diamonds and gold.
Are you able
gems.
To open?
I am not able to open anything in this room.
Oh, okay. Well. Thank you. Now you can look at those three black chests.
Oh, gosh.
Describe the treasure hold for the listeners.
Okay, so in this first, what is the one I'm looking at right now?
That would be the monster killing trophies.
There are ghast tears, eyes of Ender, blaze rods, and Ender pearls. We at the Tons of them. Believe it will happen, and before too many tomorrows go by. Already, in the second one, there are there's a good amount of tungsten ore, a larger amount of diamond, an extremely large amount of gold ingot, and a much smaller amount of silver ingot.
Yeah. The tomorrow people
at Bendix are helping to make these things. And in the third chest, there is quite a lot of ruby, quite a lot of sapphire, and slightly less emerald.
Yeah. I'll check out this chest over here. You like the label? Green glowing rocks.
Uranium ore that word is not good for me.
Eternus
fuel.
Oh, take some stuff out of the armor chest here.
Okay.
Get yourself some gear. That'll help you.
And go figure, that one is not letting me in.
Really? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
This chest is locked with a magical spell.
There
we go. Oh, pretty.
Yeah, just take one of everything.
That's the plan.
Let's see. Yep.
And now now for the listener's benefit, I am very shiny.
I'm locking the chests again.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, I had a golden helmet.
There you go. That's more for material use than practical use, because it's so delicate.
I guess that is a pretty pretty flaky material, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, for the listeners' benefits, I have 2 units of rotten flesh in my inventory.
From killing zombies.
Yup. Speaking of zombies.
Alright. Well, I think that's all the cargo hold of the Death Starfish has for you at the moment. Music is hilarious.
It really shows that they were kind of in their infancy playing around with that sort of thing.
I know, right? Let's see. What else could help you?
There is a sheep up in that tree.
Again?
Yes.
Where? Why is it? Don't kill it. It keeps going back there. Aw, you murdered it.
Too late.
You're a sheep murderer. All right. Well, let's see. What else is over here? Ah!
That's weird. He just decided to plant himself on that one oblong square. What if he was homing in on it?
Yeah. Okay.
Don't beat your wife.
What?
Oh, wait a minute.
That's... Don't beat your wife every... Don't beat your wife every night. Don't beat your
okay,
wife
then.
Every night.
Only some of the time.
Oh my god.
I'm in favor of doing it some of the time.
Oh my god.
Jamaica? Of course. You'll fly Pan American. Someday, science tells us...
Amazing.
...we'll be able to clean our walls electronically. But right now, we all depend on spick and span. I thought that headache had gone away. I guess buffered aspirin is not enough.
Oh, maybe you'll like... you'll like the International House of Mojo. It's an interesting little trick in there.
It's only 9:30. And I'm tired again. Right down to my blood.
Mushrooms?
Beautiful car.
Oh, yeah, my garden.
That motor needs some wind friction-proofing oil.
Here, check out this room.
Brighter. Cleaner.
Ooh, nifty.
Rinso. She dances. She wangles.
Ah, you've yet to discover the full adventure of weight that awaits in that room.
Amusement park. Yes.
A cleverly hidden.
Of course, I miss her. It was a night like this.
You should walk behind the thing.
And she wore romance. I believe it was by Christian Dior.
Back down here. Now there's no way out but the catacombs.
That is a scary thing on the wall over there.
Oh yeah, you like that?
That hurt.
I have teleported you back to the capital city area.
This looks like a prison.
No, it's not. It's a very, very big building.
Apparently, this is the mass transit system.
This building goes above the clouds.
Thank you.
And now we're just kind of running rampant all over the place.
Yeah. Here, check out the views from here.
Whoa.
So basically, at this point, what you should do, dude, is exit the city in some direction until you find an area that looks uninhabited and start your own little base.
Yeah. This is perfect. The music and it's raining.
There, you'll need some wood. Oops. Here, and have a chicken, and an egg, and an arrow, and a feather. And some, take some of that, too. So let me scout. I'm going to scout around and see if... how far outside the area? Like, what kind
Day
of area?
Of
look what they've gone and done. This
What's
little
that?
New tablet is a heavy
Day
detergent.
Of pig.
It's called Vim, and I've never had a whiter wash.
Wow!
From the Lever Brothers Laboratories comes new Blue Vim, the scientifically pre-measured heavy-duty detergent that guarantees you the whitest wash you can get every time. Because the world's most powerful cleaning ingredients and a brilliant whitener are scientifically pre-measured in every Vim tablet. That's why you get the whitest possible wash every time. Not just some of the time.
Didn't they recently outlaw a whitener?
Vim means no spill,
well, this
no
was
sleeve,
from the 50s.
No waste. Starts cleaning instantly.
I had to make the cheap
and
joke.
New Vim's
I know.
No suds detergent. It protects your machine. Now Lever Brothers guarantees.
So
the
what kind of area do you want to look for? Because I could try and like find you a spot and then teleport you there.
I have this affinity for snow.
Ah, well then I think you're in the right place.
I'm gonna keep that going for a while.
Oh, you wanna see something hilarious? Here, watch what happens when I use my super speed and jump on ice. Here, look at this. Here, turn around. You should see me. Where'd you go? I can't see you in the snow.
That's awesome. There's actually a transition from rain to snow.
I have no idea where you are.
I'm right where the street ends.
Oh. There. There, watch this. We gotta find some ice. This is like pretty good snow music. Okay, watch this. Whee! Oh, look how fast I go. Watch this. Isn't that ridiculous? You see that? Isn't that
I keep forgetting you can't hear me unless I key up or key down.
Isn't this crazy?
That's incredible. You rammed into me the first time around.
A melon ball bounce, a melon ball bounce.
What the heck?
What makes a melon ball bounce? The ice cart taste of Sprite.
Sprite?
Sprite makes the melon ball bounce, the melon ball bounce, the melon ball bounce. Sprite.
What the heck happened to the weather?
Make a melon ball bounce with Sprite. Make a melon ball fizz with Sprite. Make a melon ball punch with Sprite.
This is
make
incredible.
A melon ball float with Sprite. Make a melon ball boat with Sprite.
Imagine what you can do with Sprite.
Create something new with Sprite.
With a melon and a scoop
and a bottle of Sprite, you can make up.
Wow, I think you've had too much Sprite.
Sprite has the tingle that counts.
I start taste makes any drink bounce.
That's enough.
I agree, and me and Sprite don't get along too.
So yeah, like basically go out a little further. Like, let's see, I'd say, oh, that is hilarious. I'm at the edge where the snow biome ends and it turns into a desert. Oh, this is funny. So now I can see, oh my god, this is like the perfect spot. I found a spot here. In one direction, it's like summer biome. In the other direction, it's the rainforest. Here, it's snow, and there, it's the desert.
Oh gosh, yeah, it just kind of comes up with something at random.
I've learned to walk around inside my own head.
Oh my god! Now, here, check this out.
It sounds silly to you, but it's been very, very helpful to me. Let me show you how it's done.
Nice.
In case you want to try it.
So this over this way, it's the desert. Over here, it's the rainforest.
And I go through certain mental configurations, and by this means, I can dissolve through the outer epidermal layer, like this.
And there's a cave right here.
And several other layers.
I think this would be a good place to start.
There.
To start out.
Look at that.
When you first come to the brain.
So if you what you can do is if you do slash set home, then you can make this your home point. So wherever you go, then you can do backslash home and it'll take you back here.
Oh, there we go. Nice. No worrying about the not knowing how to get back when I eventually die.
Exactly.
Scattered all over. The place was a mess.
So yeah.
Formula, bits of poetry, and telephone numbers were all mixed up together. Terrible. Over the years, I've been able to organize. Now, in this part of my brain, for instance, I keep thoughts about my family. There go some family thoughts. It's a great family. There's my wife, parents.
This is just insanity.
My nephew Evan, Uncle Charlie. Oh, Uncle Charlie. We can't stand each other. I've been meaning to refile him under enemies. Now, those are some of my family thoughts now.
Enemies!
On the other hand, over here, in this part of my brain, I've got my scientific thoughts. Mathematics. Physics. Thoughts on astronomy. But to tell you the truth, I never was very good at science. Anyway, I think you get the idea. Say, now that we're here, let me show you some of my good thoughts. I have a special section of extra good thoughts that I'm very proud of. You're right over here. Oh, yeah. Lovely. That's a nice thought. Isn't that beautiful? Of course, I've got some evil thoughts, too.
This is frightening.
Hey, you want to see my evil thoughts? I keep them over here, in this part of my brain. They're greedy thoughts. Gluttony. Hate. Lust. Well, that's enough of that. Let's go into something nicer. I've got a great collection of personal memories. They're right over this way. And oh, I almost forgot.
Hey, it's a wolf.
To get to that part of my mind, we have to pass through another area. My fears.
You shouldn't kill them. You can make them your pets, and they'll follow you forever.
I remember that, yes.
I think you can see how organizing your brain like this can be very helpful.
I never did figure out how to make a collar.
I hate this part.
Well, you don't have to. You just, like, feed them,
spiders, man, I hate spiders.
Oh, that's right.
And then they follow you forever.
Me. Oh, brother. I wish we could get rid of that one. I'm glad that's over with. At least there's an advantage to lumping all your fears together so they don't get mixed up with other things. Anyway, here we are in my personal memories. There, that's the house I grew up in. Oh, there goes Mary Lou, my first girlfriend. And here's a circus I saw as a kid.
This is just madness.
That guy a few moments ago said something about a phone number, and the first thing that came to mind when he said something about a phone number was, I know I'm not going to give you my phone number.
Mix up the address. Well, there's the high school when I was...
Oh, so let me know if you see a spot where you want to build a small enclosed area for yourself. Because I can put down some interdiction torches.
Yeah, it's night.
Well, I wonder if it would help if I file things alphabetically.
Here, check this out. If, here, stop! Watch this. Whee! How cool is that? Watch what happens when I put this torch down.
Oh, it just kind of stops.
Yeah, they can't go past these interdiction torches. How cool is that? Here, take some of these.
Thanks.
And I dropped like 16 of them over here.
Those will come in handy.
Yeah. So it's like you just lay them on your perimeter and then you're just set for life.
That's actually the name they gave to them, Interdiction Torch.
Yeah.
I'm immediately thinking of drug interdictions. Oh wow, the mini-map actually shows areas that are lit under night.
Yeah.
This is freaky.
Yeah.
Where is my county fair bread? Hold out for county fair bread. Oh, where is my county fair?
What?
Just the whole freaky music thing.
I know, right?
Good air, the spray with the delicate air. Spikes unpleasant household odors. Clears your house up. Odorosis, good air. The spray with the delicate air. Get good air to spray odorosis away. Get good air, good air, good, good, good air to spray with the delicate air. We'll be right back.
You can't stop progress.
It's not a question of stopping it so much as just keeping up with it.
At IBM, our work is related to the paperwork explosion.
Specifically, the paperwork in an office.
Paperwork explosion.
Paperwork explosion.
Yeah.
But today there is more paperwork than ever before.
There's more than ever before.
Oh my God.
Certainly more than there used to be.
In the past.
These old people sound very flustered.
That's amazing.
There always seemed to be enough time to do the paperwork.
There always seem to be enough people to do the paperwork.
There always seem to be enough time and people to do the paperwork.
But today, there isn't.
Today, there isn't enough time.
Today, there aren't enough people.
Uh-oh.
Today,
this looks incredible in the sun and the sunrise.
Management has to spend more time on paperwork.
The large building out here with all the little slats through it.
Companies have to spend more time on
paperwork. Yeah.
Salesmen, brokers, engineers, accountants, lawyers, supervisors, doctors, executives,
teachers,
office managers, bankers, foremen, bookkeepers, everybody has to spend more time on paperwork.
Seems to me we could use some help.
I understand that IBM has a quarterly.
The air says the IBM. Was Jack Webb responsible for this particular musical production?
That IBM has always been one of the leaders in the field of.
Last week I was talking to a guy about a machine that IBM makes. It's called an MTST.
Rotation is recorded on a magnetic belt.
Runs off a battery.
It's right here in this magazine.
A whole system of IBM Office Products Division equipment throughout the entire office.
IBM can help you with the time it takes to do the paperwork.
What? I think if IBM can help us do that, I think I'm going to steer as clear as far away from IBM as I possibly can.
With IBM dictation equipment,
I can get four times as much thinking recorded
as I can by writing it down,
and twice as much as I can by dictating
thinking recorded. Secretary.
Now the IBM MTST.
These people were obviously diseased.
To error-free copy automatically at the rate of a page every 2 minutes.
I think this is glorious.
Used systematically throughout an office, these two pieces of IBM equipment.
I'm kidding.
I think there should be more commercials like this.
50%.
IBM machines can do the work.
So that people have time to think.
You mean commercials where everybody's provably on acid?
Yes.
People should do the thinking. That's what they're best at. Machines should work. People should think.
That man's reading from a card.
People should think. Machines should work. People should think.
What the heck is
so
this? Where am I headed?
Don't do much work
why
anymore.
Is this? What is this and why does it look this
I'm
way?
I'm too busy thinking.
What the hell? Oh my God. Well, that explains it. What the hell? Oh my God. Somebody build a castle in the sky.
Oh God.
Dude. I've not seen this one yet. See, the thing is, since I can fly, I can, like, really look at it. That's the thing.
Oh, wow.
So I'm trying to figure out if there's any way I can make it safe for you to look
cheer.
At.
Cheer makes white a brand new color. Its infra-blue formula does more than just clean. More
well,
than just
it's safe
brightening.
If you jump into the
Super
ocean.
Cheer actually magnifies white.
I suppose.
Makes white a brand new color. You try Cheer. Then try to describe this new color white for yourself. Today's super cheer magnifies white better than...
Because I'm guessing that we shouldn't try to imagine the white because it can blind us.
Cheer. Revision 3. New backgrounds. Recorded, this is a dub of tape made September 16th.
This is crazy. Who put this here? Whoa. This is interesting.
So we're just randomly walking around this castle that he found.
Yeah. I'm gonna jump off. That's why I teleported you off here, so you can jump into the ocean.
Whoa.
Look at the shadow, isn't that crazy? You saw the shadow going down? The shadow in the water?
Oh, I see.
Because that's why I was flying across. I'm looking at the ground. I'm like, why does the water look this way? And finally I look up. I'm like, what the hell is that?
That must have taken a hell of a lot of work.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, Moss International came to us with a project. They needed a jingle for Vic's medicated cartridge. But the specifications were not just another spot. The air was too crowded with musical commercials as it was, and a distinctive new sound had to be found. That, ladies and gentlemen, was the trigger that got us started in this new area of electronic music and advertising. This is the first version of our electronic music machine. The one used to create our earliest electronic spot, or semi-electronic spot to be more exact. The singing voice you will hear in this next tape is not electronic, not at all. It's Dorothy's. I'd better add the cough is not electronic either. Okay, chuck the tape.
Oh, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Get Vicks medicated cough drops. Vick will soothe the tickle away. Get Vicks medicated cough drops.
That's what I need, I guess.
Pick up a pack or two today.
Yup.
Is raw and sore, it makes good sense. To fix it quick, remember Vick medication makes the difference. Get Vicks medicated cough drops. Pick up a pack or two today.
She's perky, isn't she?
Yeah.
Pancho era feliz.
What?
Hasta que la persistente tos del resfriado arruinó su sueño.
Okay.
Entonces probó jarabe para la tos Vic Fórmula 44. Con Silent.
Four.
El silenciador de la tos.
I got the number four.
Silentium llega rápidamente a un lugar de centro regulador de la tos donde
Spanish.
Se controla la tos. Calma el centro, alivia la tos y así le permite dormir. Ahora Pancho es feliz. Calma la persistente tos del resfriado con Fórmula 44. Vic, Fórmula 44.
He said four again.
Sprickency English. I hope this won't offend any of the listeners. Si hablamos espanol.
Wow.
explain themselves. How?
The fire tip
is longer than usual, extends much deeper into your engine, so carbon and lead deposits that collect on just plain plugs are burned away by the flame.
Pow! With Autolite, you save money.
That sounded painful.
With Autolite, you save mileage. Go, 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 go. With Autolite, you save power. Zoom, 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 zoom. No matter how many you need in your car. 4 or 6 or 8, no matter how you drive or how far.
I think the vocalists have recently been sampling the newly released Cocaine by Bear.
What next? What could be next? Nescafe.
Congratulations, Awake.
For what, Orange?
For winning over the entire family.
Oh, wow, this is a cool-looking area I just found.
You just
dude.
About matched my taste. More than matched my vitamin C.
I admit it, Orange, but you're forgetting one thing.
Oh, what's that?
Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Thanks, but I'm getting out of here before I freeze, too.
Apparently that was a lie. Check this out. Dude, look how cool this area looks that I'm looking over.
It's more useful if I talk when I'm keyed down.
Dude, I am claiming this area in the name of me. It's so sweet looking.
It's still floating in blocks.
It's gonna be worth it. Hopefully you'll get here before it's nighttime.
There we go, very nice. Look at that mountain.
Oh, you might want to look the direction I'm looking.
Ah.
How nice does that air? I don't even see you. There you go. See, look, turn, face the other way. See that area? With a little lake in it? How awesome is that?
Very nice.
You should have seen it in the sunlight. It's pretty awesome. Oh man, I am like claiming this area. In fact, I know what to do. Since I don't have any more, I do have a teleporter left. I'll put a teleporter here, that way I can come back here. What are you doing?
Ain't nothing gonna mess with me.
The radius of those things is like, oh yeah, my freaking, the radius of those things is like 8 blocks.
Like I say, nothing's gonna mess with me. I'm sure I will get leukemia from all the radiation. So we're on, for the listener's benefit, we look from up above. I'm sure we are standing on what looks like a goddamn runway.
It does. You put so many torches.
Now that is one thing they really haven't worked into the whole mechanics thing, isn't it? Airplanes.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
I mean, with the never ending terrain system, they really wouldn't have much of an issue with that.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Excuse me.
Goodness.
Yay! Oh man, I lost my voice. Oh, this is hilarious.
Good lord.
Ugh. But my teleporter works. So now I can teleport back to here.
That guy over there isn't bothering with us.
Yeah, here comes a creeper. Look, he's stuck.
He's not going to be able to get any further. Shoot him.
I'm going to use my chainsaw. I can shoot him. Would you like me to shoot him?
Chainsaw.
Or how about this? Watch this. First.
Oh my god!
I'm not screwing around. Hold on. Check this
out. Do I need to get back? Oh my god!
I got a laser gun, man.
Oh!
How great is that?
Oh my god! Oh, that's awesome.
You want to see something really scary? Watch this.
Whoa.
Or I could be super destructive. Oh.
You know, I've got stacks of old memories filed inside my head. Would you like to see some?
Let's see, what should I shoot at?
Childhood memories. Down here are memories of my family.
This thing has all different modes.
Those are our kids.
Let's see, explosive mode.
Here's a nice memory. This was a picnic.
That nice rock formation over there would do just fine.
Yeah, here we go. Watch this. Can you still see me from over there?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I had a headache that day.
Whoa. Nice.
No, look, there's a creeper down there.
Oops. Whoa, he didn't die.
That's amazing.
Even faster than plain aspirin.
Can get take him out.
To the things that make nice memories. Funny, I almost forgot about that headache. It lasted such a short time.
Yeah, there's his problem.
Buffer.
Let me put my black hole band back on and collect all this material. See, I have an item called the black hole band, which basically, like, sucks in items automatically for me.
Ah.
So, like, from much further radius.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. How about the explosive shot?
Very nice.
Ah.
Apparently, I'm not allowed to use the teleporter.
Well, it's not powered anyway, so it wouldn't do anything. I just set it to private so that nobody can break it. That way I can teleport back here and not have to worry about that I already have all my homes assigned.
Yeah.
So I can teleport back. And then I want to build a little house right on that area. Oh my god, it'll be so cool.
There are little animals over there.
Yeah. My future inhabitants. Let's see. What madness was that that she was just playing? You probably should take these torches back. They're actually worth a lot of energy. They're worth like 12,000. Oh, I'm picking them up. My black hole man picked up like half of them.
Service you want. For carefree living. Today's Baltimore gas.
Carefree living with gas.
Yeah.
Has inherited their passion for leadership. Everything. Gas storage cabins, mine mouth generators, nuclear power research, data processing. Providing.
Oh, so that's what NPR stands for, nuclear power research.
Yeah.
Years in advance for the residential, commercial and industrial expansion of the area's gas and electric needs. Fuel.
Power.
The Baltimore Gas and Electric Company connects you with carefree living.
Wherever you are, reach for those you are, and lift that spot. Clean out. K2R, K2R, K2R.
Oh, isn't that nice? This place is perfect.
Thank you.
Well, I think that it's about time to call it a day for the show. But I think we'll continue on Team Talk for a little bit at least.
I'm probably gonna come go get dinner and then may catch back up with you.
All right, yeah, let me know. So, yes, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me and listening to me cough for 2 hours.
Oh, God. And you seem to have gotten better over the course of the show.
maybe. But, yes, tune in next week for hopefully more MIDI Music Adventure Show and more craziness. I'll leave you with these weird noises. I love the animal sounds in the background. It's just from Minecraft plus this. It's just let it soak in.